Morning Edition has been hearing from a range of people around the world on the crisis in the Middle East. Today, two people from Muslim countries, thousands of miles from Jerusalem and Jenin, but who are following events there closely. In Morocco, Fatma Mernissi is a sociologist who's researching how satellite TV is changing the political landscape. In Lahore, Pakistan, there's not much satellite TV, but there's a full range of newspapers. Najam Sethi is an editor there, the English-language paper The Friday Times. I spoke with both Mernissi and Sethi this week and asked them how the conflict in the Middle East is affecting opinion in Morocco and Pakistan.
I wouldn't say that there is anger in the street in Pakistan in terms of what is happening in the Middle East, especially the role that people perceive Israel to be playing and by association the United States. But people are concerned. People have made up their minds. The vernacular press over here is decidedly anti-American, and of course it's always been anti-Israel. The English press, for once, has now jumped into the fray, and the editorials are also saying that if America had acted more firmly with Israel, perhaps things would not have come to such a pass.
Ms. Mernissi, tell me about coverage of the Middle East on Al Jazeera. We're hearing that people have been inflamed by this coverage.
Yes, what Mr. Sethi said is the view from here too. Actually, it's not only Al Jazeera. In fact, the Americans are focusing on Al Jazeera, but when I go to the French television, I get the same line than Al Jazeera, and I see almost the same images. What Al Jazeera does and why people are looking for it is it uses something called jadal in the Arab tradition, which is that you take your audience and you give them as much information as you have, and you count on them to decide for themselves what's going on.
So you feel Al Jazeera has been fair and even-handed in its coverage of Palestinian suicide bombers and the Israeli response to it?
One of the things Al Jazeera did, the Arab state televisions never did, is to give us the voice of the Israeli Minister of Foreign Affairs and Defense. I see him every evening. This minister of Monsieur Sharon has to answer the questions of an Arab journalist. That is the news. And I see Mr. Powell and Condoleezza Rice, but they are asked questions by the Arab journalists, which are different from what the CNN anchor person asks.
Both Morocco and Pakistan are considered allies in the U.S. war on terrorism. Does anger over the Middle East affect public opinion about how Pakistan and Morocco should collaborate with the U.S. in the war on terrorism?
There was a perception when the Pakistani government decided to side with the United States in its war against terrorism starting in Afghanistan last September. There were apprehensions in our part of the world that perhaps most people would disagree with the decision of the government of Pakistan. And that was especially so when the fundamentalists were rampaging on the streets. But in due course, we all found out that, in fact, a majority of the people of Pakistan were not with the fundamentalists. And they thought the government of Pakistan took the right decision to side with the United States. And I think some of that moral ground the United States has now lost by the sort of not sufficiently balanced role that it is playing in the Middle East.
And in Morocco?
I want to just come back to the question of extremism. People are just tired of violence and extremism because in Morocco or most of North Africa, we are living from tourism. And the street people, they know that their life is with global communication and good contacts and understanding with foreigners. And the Arab citizen is seeing for the first time that the national state is no more functioning. The key decision for the lives of the people, like pulling out the Israeli army from Palestine, is not within local states, but with Mr. Bush. But Mr. Bush has to act accountable for all the regions where he takes vital decisions for the life of the people.
Yes, a lot of people in my country said once there is peace, we can recognize Israel and we can have normal trading relations with Israel. But when they see such great injustice, then they are stopped in their tracks. And the sooner this issue is resolved, the better I think it would be for all the countries and religions and peoples of the world.
Najam Sethi is a journalist from Pakistan. I also spoke with Fatma Mernissi, a sociologist from Morocco.